Meredith, you've gathered us here for a very special event.
I have. Oh, I'm so glad this really silly music is playing. It's playing because I'm thinking of starting something. Every week I'm going to talk about a part of history, characters of history,
great,
or like a, you know, like a, I guess a crew in history.
Sure.
History of the week.
Where we'd fit in any given historical circumstance.
Yeah. And this week we're talking an 1800, specifically like 1805 ship of the line.
So 19th century.
Yes. Yes. 19th century.
Just finished a book on 18th century.
Darn. Anyways.
100 years out.
But that's okay. I'm sure they're very similar. I've assigned us all roles on
great
the ship. And I'm also going to talk about a bit about the history of those roles.
Lovely.
I'm going to start with me, obviously.
Let me guess. Captain?
No, I didn't give myself captain.
Oh.
I've given myself sailing master.
What does that entail?
In charge, first and foremost, of navigation. Ooh. However, underneath that were many responsibilities. Logbooks and charts were underneath their care as well. Any potential sailing challenges or dangers, like, you know, like coral that might not be on a map.
Logbooks are very important.
Very important.
They are what were used to discern what was a good and a bad trip on the way back. If a ship sunk, that's what they used.
That was
your insurance.
So that's all me. That's all me, baby.
That's you, man.
I was responsible for making sure the ship was literally sailing smoothly.
And RMI.
This isn't pirates. It's not pirates, Adam. We're naval officers, okay? You didn't hear me what I said earlier? We're not pirates. We're naval officers, okay? Anyways. So I had to make sure the sails were under a correct angle, and the master's mate, the boatswain, and the carpenter all reported to me, the sailing master, which brings me to you, Riley.
Aye, aye.
I think you'd be the boatswain.
What does that mean?
The boatswain.
Boatswain.
Boatswain, not the boatswain. Boatswain.
When I say boatswain?
Boatswain.
I think you'd be the boatswain.
The boatswain.
Ooh. Yeah, oldest rank in the English Navy, actually.
Oh, because Unc.
You are Unc, that's true. You're in charge of rigging, cordage, anchors, sails, boats, flags, and other stores.
Oh, I like flags.
You're just like the fix-it guy. Like, what's the... Ugh. If I have a question...
No, but he's also in charge of calls.
Sure.
Like
so, you know, like all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Like everyone shush,
starboard,
the captain speaking. He's got a whistle. You've got a whistle and you've got to get everyone.
I do like whistles and flags.
Yeah, right? Do you love whistles? And you have quite a booming voice, I think. Yes.
Yeah,
no, you'd have your own physical whistle.
Oh. Okay. Don't do that in the microphone again.
No way. Oh. That was terrible.
Sorry.
Luca.
Hit me.
I haven't known you as well as I've known everybody else.
Luca, fresh to the show.
Fresh meat you are.
Day two.
They call me the boat behind the mic.
Do they?
Best of all time.
Yes, that's what we call you all the time. The boat. Mm. Yeah, sure. No, actually, we call you...
Boat's late.
The boat hasn't arrived yet.
Ferry's late.
I've given you sail maker.
Oh.
You're in charge of fixing and tending to the sails. I think you have...
A seamstress.
It seems like you'd have, like, an eye for detail.
That's been said.
Right? So, like, if there's, like, a battle or a storm and they've ripped, then the sailmaker has to tend to them.
Sure.
And the only thing with a sailmaker, most of their, like, daily duties have to do with ensuring the sails were properly aired out because they would get mold in
moldy.
Them.
Mm. And they get in rats.
Yeah. Yes. That's
rats.
The other thing is you'd have
good.
To... Oh. Well, you'd be... There you go. You would have to be getting rid of the rats and the snails.
No can do.
So that they'd... Oh.
Oh, no, he's quit.
Okay. You've quit.
He lasted 5 minutes.
You've quit. All right.
Well,
I guess we don't have a sail maker anymore.
That's a shame. We might need them.
Davo isn't on the mic, but I think Davo would be the carpenter.
Really?
Yeah.
I just see David going, oh, Splinter. Ew.
Davo can't even speak for himself. I think he would.
Owie.
No, I think he would. I think he would really want the ship to do well, and so I think he'd be really attentive about the wood.
Guys, we're so sinking. That's your job. Yeah, but
would I be allowed to trade with David?
Yeah. Do you guys want to trade? Yeah, we got a nod from Davo. Davo can be the boatswain. You can be
boatswain. Stop saying boatswain.
I'm sorry. You want to be the... Why do you want to be the carpenter?
I would love to be a carpenter.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Come on, guys. Okay. Walked into it.
Pointing
right.
to the,
okay.
The shrine we have behind me, and we do.
All right, Adam.
Meredith, where are you going? Rear Admiral? Captain?
I've given you captain.
Oh, thank you.
I think in the 18th century, you would have been so pompous. Yeah. I think you would have come from a really posh family.
I would have loved, like, you whipping.
You would have reveled in, like, wearing a big hat and, like, having everyone salute to you.
Puffy wigs.
You would have loved it.
I would have had boots up to here.
Yeah. Ultimately, you have responsibility for the ship and the crew as well, which technically you have here. According to the naval regulations, your very first task is to prepare the ship for sea. So you've got to make sure all the stores are good. We've got everything we need to get going. You recruit everyone.
Riley and David are doing their job.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And also, like you said, you'd be whipping and you... Oh, and you also...
You know what? No, you go. Yeah, sorry.
You would have to hold the keys for the gun hold. So you've got more responsibility. Like I gave Farhan, who's also not here, the job of as like gunner or gunner
I'd
captain.
I'd give him the keys.
Yeah, so you have to keep them on you so no one gets in there and like shoots up the whole
I'd
ship.
I'd give it to Farhan.
You just to keep.
You guys do not know Farhan like I do. This is a mistake.
I've made it. Let me turn my. I'm making a decree here, team.
Okay.
I am a kind captain.
Oh, great.
A fair captain.
Aye.
I will sail the high seas as we attack, no doubt, the Spanish.
Can we do the French first?
The French?
Yeah, I want the French.
Yeah, we have a Spanish on
our team. Yeah, Davo's technically Spanish.
Double agent.
Yeah.
As we attack the Spanish, we will head towards South America and we'll attack their galleons and we will share the riches for all.
Okay.
Our bosun, our traitor carpenter.
Yeah.
Whatever you were.
Master.
Master.
Sail master.
We will be a family.
And sail maker.
And of course the sail maker, who doesn't like rats.
Who's scared of making the sails.
We're going to be a terrible crew.
Does Tim have a role?
No. What would Tim be? He'd be...
He walks the plank.
Tim would be... I think Tim would be the cook. I think Tim would be the chef.
Tim who can't have fibre.
Yeah.
Who can't eat any gluten.
Well, that's why he's in charge of what we eat, you know.
I like a team. Remember, eat your vitamin C.
So you don't get scurvy.